Unpopular opinion, promote yourself shamelessly. Nobody will do it for you. We live in a world that teaches us to keep quiet, play small, blend in. From childhood, you are told, don't be too loud. Don't show too much skin. Don't be too proud. Don't want too much. Don't shine too bright. And who benefits when you live in shame? Certainly not you. This episode is your permission slip to stop hiding, to unlearn the guilt, the fear, the conditioning, to be bold, be loud, be soft, be sexy, be ambitious, be flawed, be healing, be seen. In a world that profits from your insecurity, being shameless is a rebellion. And baby, I'm in my rebellion era. Let's talk about it. Wagwan, 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 wagwan. Welcome to another amazing episode of the Unspoken Podcast. I'm so elated. I don't know why, but I feel so energized. I feel so happy. Anyway, welcome to this amazing episode of the Unspoken Podcast. My name is Awino Awiti, the host of this podcast, and this is episode 130. Will you manage to get to 200 episodes by the end of the year? I don't know. Am I dreaming too big? Am I dreaming too big? Anyway, that's the goal. Welcome to another amazing episode. Like I said, if you listen to the last episode, I said audiovisual episodes are so back, baby. So from next week, be prepared. Be ready to see this face on your screen. So audiovisual episodes are going to be dropping from next week. That's on Friday. The rest of the episodes are going to be audio only because my solo episodes, that's my intimate time with you people. So it's going to still be just audio, but audiovisual episodes are going to be with guests. So I'm super excited. So you better head over to YouTube and Unspoken Podcast KE and subscribe, baby, if you haven't subscribed, because nimewaandalia mapochopocho. Anyway, I'm super excited. As you, if you listen to the intro of the episode, and if already you've seen from the title of the episode, we are being shameless. Being shamelessly shameless. Have you ever heard of this quote? You cannot shame the shameless. You cannot shame the shameless. I think it's a lyric from a certain song. I'm not sure which song, but yeah, there's something like, you cannot shame the shameless. Yes, on this episode, we are being absolutely shameless. And you may ask, what does being shameless mean to me? That's me, I'm asking myself. But I'm going to ask you, what does being shameless mean to you? So being shameless to me means refusing to apologize for existing fully. It's choosing to stand in who I am, even when it's uncomfortable, even when it's messy, even when people are watching and judging. I don't care. It means saying that, it means saying what I mean without softening my truth to make it more palatable, to make me please other people, to make other people fit in. It means loving what I love and not apologizing for it. Wearing what I want and not apologizing for it. Charging what I'm worth and being confident about it. Resting without guilt and showing up exactly as I am with no filter and no explanation. Being shameless is me reclaiming space I was taught to shrink in. It's dancing on days I feel heavy. It's creating without waiting to be perfect. Heavy on that. Heavy on creating, especially as content creators, I feel like we struggle with shame. Have you ever heard, there's a quote, I don't know if these are quotes or nowadays, you know, by the way, kuna quotes za Gen Z, medali za Gen Z na quotes za Gen Z. So there's a quote that says, the cost of entry is embarrassment. And then, the cost of entry is embarrassment, especially for creatives when you want to put your content out there, but you're so scared. How are you gonna start? You're gonna be like, what will people say? Like, it's so crazy. So being shameless to me, it's creating without waiting waiting to be perfect. It's saying yes to myself even when others expect me to say no. It's healing publicly, laughing loudly. Heavy on that, because yo, I'm one person who has a very loud, ugly laugh, and I'm not even ashamed about it. In fact, I love my laugh. In fact, when I'm around you and if you see me, I'm not laughing loudly. Know that I'm not enjoying your company. Hey, truth be told, I'm not enjoying your company, because me, one thing about me, if I enjoy a company, if something is fun, I will laugh loudly. I will not even pretend. I will laugh loudly. So being shameless to me is healing publicly, laughing loudly, starting again out loud, starting as many times as I can. I was even talking to my friend the other day, and I was saying, like, yo, the year is, we are on the 7th month of the year, and I feel like I've started my life like more than 7 times, literally. I've been like new beginnings, new phases. Yo, it's crazy. So being shameless to me means starting again out loud, because I realized that shame is a costume the world forces on people who dare to live honestly. So being shameless for me is liberation. It's not about being reckless. It's about being real. Yes. So yeah, and I feel like especially as African women, when you're shameless, you're termed as being tough-headed. Ati woni kichwangu mwa sikiangi maneno. Huyo msichana sikiangi maneno, which is so crazy. I feel like as women, we have been taught to be so shameful, to have shame. And in this generation, in this pod, I want to teach you guys to unlearn shame, because there are a lot of things you're going to miss out in this world when you're shameful. There are a lot of things you're going to miss out in this world. I was even thinking, like, shame kills dreams, guys. Shame, you can miss out on a lot of things because you're shameful. Shame kills dreams. There are things I feel like, I was even thinking about it, like, there are things I feel like I wish when I was younger I would have done differently, but I couldn't. There are things I missed out on because I was feeling ashamed. But since I unlearned shame, I feel like I'm one person who hasn't been so shameful. One thing about me, I'm shameless. Since my childhood, I've just been so shameless. But yeah, shame is just a social construct. It's there. It's like it's someone who's pushing you to be shameful. It's their strategy. Shame is used to control people, actually. In our society, especially in an African traditional setup, shame is used to control people, especially women. And I said what I said. Yeah, shame is used to control people, especially women. You can be shamed, especially women, you can be shamed for just being single. It's like you're not married by the time you hit, I don't know, 35, 40, you're not married. Now the society is... Now the society is talking about you. They're trying to shame you because you can't even find a husband, which is so weird. I love how people nowadays, how women nowadays speak out, and they're like, yo, bro, I even want to be childless. I don't even care about, I don't want kids. I don't plan on wanting kids. The people I see nowadays, someone is 50, they're living, they're thriving. They're husbandless, they're marriedless, they're spouseless, they're childless, and life continues. Life is good for them. I feel like I will say this every time. Life doesn't come up with that. Life doesn't come with a manual. Now that you got married, you went to school, you got married, you had kids. Now everyone should follow that menu, that timetable. Life doesn't come with a manual. Everyone is set out to live life however they want to. So a lot of times women have been shamed for just being single or for being a single mother, which in most cases is not your fault, but you're shamed for just being a single mother or for being a feminist, which happens a lot. But me, that's one hill I'm ready to die on, man. The feminism hill. Yes, I'm a feminist. I am a feminist number one. So some people, they shame other people because you're a feminist. I have some friends actually who have shamed me, who have tried. They didn't succeed, by the way. Shame on them. They didn't succeed. They tried to shame me for being a feminist. Like, bro, crazy. Sometimes women you can be shamed for not cooking. Like today, I wanna take takeout. Like, hey, ati msichana mkubwa kama wewe. huwezi ona hata kujipikia, huwezi jipikia bro, relax, like chill. So that's someone trying to shame you. Some people can shame you for leaving abusive marriages. I think I've talked about this on the pod several times, where women, I think a lot of fear sometimes holds us back a lot. Sometimes you don't know when to walk out of an abusive marriage, an abusive relationship, because of the shame. What will people think? What will people say? I'm a divorced person. But they also divorce people, women, I don't know about men, I'm speaking from a women perspective because I'm a woman. The people who shame you for being a divorcee, you're divorced, now the world looks at you differently. Like, okay, this one failed in her marriage. Why should you be ashamed of that? Why should you shame someone because of a failed marriage? You don't even know the reason of that failed marriage. Also, another thing that we are often shamed about as women is aging. Aging. You're a shaming person because now she's turning 30. Ati, hey, was ati 30, was she now 30? Okay, uko kando. Which is crazy. Like, when did they start shaming people because of aging? Like, we are all going to age. There's no one who's never going to age. That is something which is inevitable. And honestly, I used to see other people who struggle with that, but me, I accepted. I was like, yo, in fact, I'm really waiting for my 30s. I am waiting because I feel like life really gets better in your 30s. As you grow older, not only in your 30s, but life actually gets better in your 30s. I can't even wish to go back to my early 20s or my teenage years. Yo, those years were the ghetto. They were the worst years of my life. I won't lie. My teenage years, my early 20s, in fact, my early 20s were the worst years of my entire life. I made a lot of stupid mistakes in my early 20s. I was so reckless in my early 20s. I was so stupid. I didn't know better. But now, I actually know better. I know what I want in my life. I know what I want for myself when it comes to my career, when it comes to relationships, friendships. Everything. I know what I want. Like, I have aligned myself with everything that I want. I've aligned myself with the things that I want, the people that I want in my life. Yo, life gets better as you age. Never. Someone should never shame you for your age. I'm so waiting. In fact, the amount of hotness, I want to be extremely hot in my 30s and as I grow older. Someone said, I saw someone, another Gen Z quote. Like at your 30s are your 20s, but with money. Yeah, I'm clocking that. Clock it. Your 30s are your 20s, but with money. Period. So never be ashamed of your age. Do not. So the first step to gaining freedom as a woman is being shameless. Unapologetically. But I don't know. Are men even shameless? Honestly, let's talk about it. Like, we need to have the audacity of men at this rate as women. We need to have the audacity of men. Because there are rare cases of men being shameless. Men have the audacity of, I don't know, 1,000 people. Like, what? Hey, men are so audacious. And I feel like that's why I was even telling my friend the other day, like, yo, women, we still need to be empowered. You think that we've been empowered enough? No, we are not even halfway there. Women, we still need to be so empowered because 99%, okay, let me see, 98%, this is my own statistics, according to my life. I feel like 95% of the times, we are never safe as women. Sad, but it's true. 95% of the time, women are never safe. Women are never safe. So I feel like the first step to gaining freedom as a woman, man, is being shameless. Be shamelessly shameless. Abandon shame. Because shame is a tool that they use against us. That is a tool they can use against you. That is something people who are successful, they're shameless. They're shameless. The cost of entry is embarrassment. Especially, let me talk about one of my mentors, Viola Davis. The things she overcame. If you've watched her stories, her documentary, read her book, Finding You, she's talked about it. Finding Mia, she's talked about it. How she was so ashamed. She grew up being so ashamed of her skin tone, her skin color. She grew up she that's a tongue twister right there. She grew up so ashamed of her skin tone. So she used to feel so insecure about her skin tone, but then she later overcame it, and then now she overcame it and made a name for herself, and now she's one of the highest grossing actors in Hollywood. So shame can be used to put you down, man. People will use shame to just make you feel, and I feel like there's this mentality you have to have as a human being, even women, as a human being, there's this mentality you have to have. What's the worst thing that can happen? Ama, there's this one. Kwanza utanichapa. Hey, kwanza that mentality will take you far. Nasemanga hiyo kitu daily. Having the mentality of kwanza utanichapa. Hi. Wewe utaenda mbali. That thing with that mentality will take you far, because people are not as powerful as they think, by the way. People are not as powerful as they think. The world is supposed to adjust to you, not you adjusting to the world. Like, be yourself. Be your authentic self. Thrive. Do whatever you want. Don't try to shrink to make other people fit in. The world is supposed to adjust to you. When you get rid of shame, we reclaim our power. We reclaim our power. That's why we're saying you cannot shame the shameless. Because now, once you're already shameless, now what can someone tell you? They can't tell you anything that will hurt you. Hakuna kitu mtu atakushow. Hakuna kitu mtu unaniambia. Once I already know I'm shameless, like, there's nothing you can tell me. So people aren't as powerful as they think they are. Learn the lessons. Forgive yourself. That's why I say, as a woman, as an individual, work on your insecurities. I say that all the time. Work on yourself. Work on your insecurities. Once you know this is something I'm insecure about, and then you work on it, bro, you're shameless. Now there's nothing. There's like, no one can touch you. No one can come and say, "Ati, I don't know how, I don't like how your head looks." You already know about it, and you don't care. You've already worked on it. You already know. So even if someone comes and points out your insecurities, you're like, bro, I that's a road. That's a road I nilipita huko kitambo. That's something I already acknowledge. I worked on it. Now I'm shameless. Now I overcame it. So work on your insecurities. I feel like another thing you can do to yourself, another good thing you can do to yourself as a woman, is working on your insecurities. Look, like, know your insecurities, work on them, learn the lessons, and forgive yourself. Forgive yourself and keep it moving. Once you do that, you unlearn shame. You unlearn shame. Being shameless, actually, let me tell you my story. Being shameless, the reason why I'm actually doing this episode, because when I saw this particular quote, with the unpopular opinion, like, be shamelessly, don't be scared to be shameless, it really resonated with me, because being shameless has given me a lot of achievements in life. In this life, the things I've achieved in this life mostly is because I'm shameless, because I didn't care what people say. I didn't care what people thought about me. I was just like, man, I'm doing whatever I want. Man, me, I'm doing whatever makes me happy. Do what makes you happy. Yeah, I was like, man, me, I'm doing whatever makes me happy. In fact, I feel like the far I have come with my podcasting journey, honestly, I didn't ever think in my head, in my brain, that I would come this far. I didn't know. But the number one factor of me getting this far is being shameless. If I wasn't shameless, I feel like I would have given up kitambo. When I was in uni, I would have given up. Because when I was started, people were like, ish. Now what is, like, people are just there. You don't know what people think. Like, people are there. People would listen. People, no one was paying attention to what I was doing. I would just upload my podcast once in a, like, an episode once in a while. No one would care. Like, I was just there. Like, and I would just care. Like, no one would support me. Like, people started supporting me. I feel like later on, when now they saw that, okay, She's up to something. She's on to something. This girl is on to something. So if I had started and then I was like, okay, now no one cares about my podcast. No one cares about what I'm doing. And then I stop because I'm shameful, because no one cares, because I don't know what people think. I feel like I wouldn't get this far. So being shameless has given me a lot of opportunities and achievements. I feel like the most of the things I've achieved, whether it's jobs, it's always being shameless. But then I'm one person, when I go to an event, when I meet you, I'm like, okay, I do this. I'm a podcaster. I'm a content creator. I am a, I do this. I'm on YouTube. You can check out my YouTube. You can check out my podcast. I will pitch myself. I will pitch myself. I will talk about the stuff I do. I will pitch myself to you. And so that by the time we go our separate ways, you like, I'm stuck in your head. I'm stuck in your brain. Like, okay, that girl, she told me she does podcasting. So there's an opportunity. But I've got a lot of opportunities because of that. Because of just that, being shameless. Because of just going there, being so confident, introducing myself. Yeah, my name is Awiti. I do this. That's how I've got. Even my job, where I work currently, it's a product of being shameless. It's actually, and it's not even cap. I'm not even capping. It's a product of being shameless. Let me tell you how I did it. I was at an event way back in 2023, which is crazy. I was at an event, of course, when we attend events, you go there to network. So I was networking. I was just talking to random people. I was like, yo, how are you? Introduce yourself, what you do. So I was like, I was introducing myself to almost everybody. Like in 2023, I was so hungry because I was jobless at the time. So I was so hungry. So just there putting myself out there, I was pitching. In fact, I had like business cards for my podcast. I had business. I even made business cards. So that when I would go to events, I'll have my own business cards and give them out. So I was there introducing myself. I'm like, hi, my name is Awit, and it's a totally different crowd. So I introduced myself to this guy. I was like, my name is this. I'm a podcaster. I am a content creator. All the things that I do, what I studied, I am also a theater. I've studied theater. I can act. I can do a lot of some. I am a digital strategist. So I was just putting myself out there and saying all the things I can do. So the guy was like, okay, cool. He didn't show any interest, like, he didn't give me false promises. So I just gave him my card and then deuces. So almost a year later, because the event was back in 2023 in September. So it was the Spotify event. If you remember the Spotify event I attended last in 2023 in September. Yeah, the Spotify event. So back again in 2024, March, this guy that I gave my business card, he texted me and he was like, hi, my name is so-and-so. I don't know if you remember me, but we met last year at the Spotify event and you said that you're a digital strategist. You know how to manage social media. You know your way around social media. So there's this job opportunity that requires da-da-da-da-da. Bro, it was crazy. I was like, are you serious? Are you serious? Where are Mary? Are you serious? So I was like, of course, that was me in my head. I was like, are you serious? Well, okay, but then I replied, I was like, yeah, I'm open. In fact, that time I was actually jobless. I was just at home in Kisumu, jobless, doing nothing. So he was like, he texted me, they're like, yeah, there's this opportunity. If you're willing to come, the job is in Nairobi. So are you willing to move? In fact, the question was, I was never interviewed for that job. Actually, you see what being shameless will make you walk into rooms that you never expected. I won't lie. Being shameless, because I was never actually interviewed for that job. The guy just told me there's this job over here. Told me what you do, what is required for the job. The job is in Nairobi. So if you're willing, because I remember I told him I'm from Kisumu at the time during the event. So it's like, are you still in Kisumu? He asked me if I'm still in Kisumu. I was like, yeah, I'm still in Kisumu. So it's like, okay, so the job is in Nairobi. So are you willing to move to Nairobi? If you're willing to move, the job is yours. Simple. I was like, say less, say no more. In fact, I can come now. I can move now. And that's how I got my job, actually. I was never actually interviewed. I was just like, yo, this is your opportunity. And because I was shameless, I actually literally went there and talked to the guy. And that's how I got my job till today, till date. So, man, shout out to being shameless, man. Being shameless, you guys. And that's just one of the many opportunities I've got because of being shameless. Some people said, when you care, hey, when you're in your house sleeping hungry, no one will call you kirere. Eh, when you're there fighting for your dreams, no one will call you kirere. When you're there, you're broke, no one will call you kirere. People just call you kirere when you're putting yourself out there. So you be shameless. Watch out of kirere. When you're tough-headed. Bro, That's the price of being shameless. You don't care about nothing. You don't care about nobody. You just know what you want for yourself. So yeah, that's my story. That's my story. So I felt like I needed to share this with you people, because this is something, this is a, is it a virtue? Is it, it's something that we all need to practice, being shameless. Like, stop caring about what people are gonna say, man. In this generation, do you still do that? In this podcast, we don't do that here. Stop caring about people, what people are gonna say, how people are gonna view you. You're scared of being seen. Oh, don't do that, man. Being shameless will take you far, because you can't be iconic and careful. The boldest people out there, the boldest creatives, rebels, the boldest leaders, they're all shameless. They are all shameless. You can't break ground while trying to keep your image clean. You can't do epic shit. Like we said, we're out here doing epic shit. You can't do epic shit while you're trying to keep your image clean. You can't. You can't be iconic and careful and feel shame. Shame is something that goes back to the roots of the African culture as Africans. And I feel like this shame was brought by colonization. Yes. I said what I said. This shame, especially in African cultures, it was brought by being colonized, because we didn't know how to want something for ourselves as Africans, because we were colonized. All that wanting, that needing something for ourselves, building something for ourselves, being courageous, it was beaten out of us because of colonization. So we need to unlearn shame. We need to unlearn shame, because shame has been, It has affected most of our childhood, our elders, our parents, especially our parents. Our parents, those people are the most shameful people I know. The most shameful people I know. The what will people say has probably ruined more lives than actual failure. What will people say has ruined more careers, has ruined a lot of careers, has ruined a lot of opportunities. So, man, be shameless. I'm giving you a challenge. Be shameless for just one full day. Tell me how you're gonna feel. Tell me if you don't see a difference. Tell me if you don't see a difference. Especially as a woman, by the way, another thing you can do to yourself as a woman is be shameless and be confident. Hi. Confidence will take you far as a woman. In fact, men fear a confident woman. Hey, let me tell you for free. I have experienced that. Men are afraid of confident women very much. If they see that you have standards, you know yourself, you don't have any insecurities, bro, that men will fear you. They'll approach you. They'll have to strategize before approaching you. They'll have to sit down with themselves and think, okay, so this girl, how am I going to talk to her? They just won't come to you anyhow. I've seen that actually. From my personal experience, confidence, when you're so confident, like, it filters the people who can approach you, the people who can have a space in your life. Because they're like, hey, ule dem, vena konga mejitambua, ntawezana kweli, utawezana, brother. So men are afraid of confident women. And once you're confident and then you're shameless, hi, umekafunga bro, apo umekafunga, apo umemaliza. And shameless people are actually the happiest. I've never been so happy in my life, by the way. Me, by the way, I'm so shameless. There's no day I'll not post about my stuff. Adi utachoka na mimi. Adi my friend was the other day telling me, unspoken banata. Tumechoka na unspoken. Kila siku tu unspoken. Kila siku tu. Kwa status yangu. There's no day I'll ever post on my status without posting about my brand. There's no day. Adi excuse what I mean. Anajua tu. Me unspoken too. There's some people who actually don't even know my name. They actually called me unspoken, which is crazy. So society has capitalized on shame so much. And shame is used to control people. So shameless people are the happiest, I have told you, for free. The cost of embarrassment is shame. And you cannot shame the shameless. You cannot shame the shameless. So be shameful, be shameless, because you got nothing to lose. People are gonna judge you anyway, whether you are shameful, whether you are nice, whether you are, people are still gonna talk, people are still gonna judge. So afadhali watu waongee kama you're doing whatever you want, sindio? Sindio, my guys. Anyway, I hope you've enjoyed this episode. I had absolute fun recording this, and I feel like it really resonated with my life so much, and I hope it has resonated with you too. And I hope you enjoyed listening to this episode. And I want you to send this episode to at least two people who you think should be shameless. And go out there and be shamelessly shameless. Okay, I'll see you on the next episode. Adios.